The Stories of Mahabharata, retold by Sudipta Bhaumik. Welcome, dear friends, to another episode of The Stories of Mahabharata. In the last episode, we heard how the Pandavas and the Kauravas began their preparation for the war. Krishna agreed to join the Pandavas, but only as an advisor, while Duryodhan received the fierce Narayani soldiers from Krishna. While the Pandavas and the Kauravas kept reinforcing their military strength, the diplomatic process took its own course, but with little success. Drupad's priest tried to convince the Kaurava seniors to give back the Pandavas their due and avoid a war. "The Pandavas have the strength to wipe out the Kauravas whenever they want, and if forced, they won't hesitate to do so," said the priest. "But things don't have to turn out that way. Return the Pandavas their kingdom and they'd be happy." Bhishma agreed. "Your words may sound harsh to the Kaurava ears, but they are true. The Pandavas have suffered a lot of distress and they deserve to get their kingdom back. The might of the Pandavas is well known. Arjun alone can destroy the Kauravas," he said, while his eyes pointed to Karna. Bhishma's comment infuriated Karna. He looked at the priest and said, "Why do you keep repeating the same thing over and over? The Pandavas have failed to keep their promise. They came out of their hiding before the end of their term. Tell Yudhishthir to go back into exile for 12 more years, followed by 1 year in hiding. And then Lord Duryodhan might consider giving back their kingdom." Dhritarashtra intervened and said, "Let us not discuss this now. Brahmin, please go back to the Pandavas and tell them. I will think over and send Sanjay with our response." Few days later, Dhritarashtra called his trusted charioteer Sanjay and said, "Please go to Yudhishthir and tell him all I want is peace. You are smart and well versed in politics. You know our situation. Do whatever you can to prevent this war." Sanjay arrived at Pandava camp and turned the table towards Yudhishthir. "You know very well, Duryodhan is surrounded by evil advisors. King Dhritarashtra doesn't approve of the war, but he is held hostage by his love for his son. And this dilemma is causing him immense pain. You and your brothers are invincible. The Kauravas are no cowards either. They have on their side giants like Bhishma, Drona, Kripa and many others. A war would mean unthinkable destruction on both sides. Yudhishthir, you are the most knowledgeable, the most righteous person on earth. You figure out a way to ensure peace." Yudhishthir said, "We don't want war either. But isn't it unfair to expect peace by depriving us of our rightful property? Dhritarashtra is suffering because he is indulging his evil sons and his evil friends. Tell him to give back our Indraprastha and there will be no war." Sanjay said, "I would think even if you don't get back your kingdom, you should avoid war. What would you gain by killing your relatives? Would you enjoy your life in the palace without them? It is better to forgive and forget than to get into a bloody war. I don't know who is instigating you to fight a war. It will only stray you away from your path of dharma." Yudhishthir was offended by Sanjay's hint. "Sanjay, I always try to stay on the path of dharma. Situations like this create doubts as to what is right and what is wrong. Krishna is here. Let him say if I have strayed away from dharma." Krishna said, "Sanjay, you speak of peace now. But did you forget the atrocities of Duryodhan and his followers? Time and again, Yudhishthir has demonstrated his preference for peace. Else a war would have happened a long time ago. Now, if Yudhishthir has to fight to get back his kingdom, it would be justified as his Kshatriya right. I want peace, and if needed, I would love to broker a peace agreement. But would the Kauravas listen to me? I doubt it. Sanjay, go and tell Dhritarashtra the Pandavas would love to resolve their dispute in peace. But if situation demands, they are prepared to fight." Yudhishthir said, "Pay my respects to Bhishma and tell him to do whatever possible to ensure that his grandsons stay alive and happy. Tell Duryodhan to give us one small province from his vast kingdom and there will be no war. If a province is too much for him, ask him to give us 5 brothers, 5 small villages. Kushasthal, Vrikasthal, Makandi, Varanabat, and 1 more. That will be enough to make us happy and avoid a bloody war. Else, a war is inevitable." Sanjay went back to Hastinapur and delivered the message to Dhritarashtra's court. "The Pandavas have made a modest request. It would be foolish of Duryodhan to let go of this opportunity and avoid a total destruction." Duryodhan didn't care to answer. He turned away from Bhishma with a rude display of defiance. Bhishma shrugged off the insult and said, "Duryodhan, you have lost your sense of honor a long time ago, and I know you don't care for my advice. Still, I insist, you stop listening to your evil trio of advisors. Karna, the son of a charioteer who was cursed by his guru Parashuram. The vicious Shakuni who is bent upon destroying you, and your stupid brother Dusashan. Else, you will be responsible for the death of thousands." Karna was furious. He jumped up from his seat and said, "Why do you speak ill of me? I have always stayed on the path of dharma, never did anything wrong in my life. Still, you despise me for no reason at all." "Oh, King Dhritarashtra, stop worrying. I will destroy the Pandavas alone. Once an enemy is always an enemy. It is futile to think of peace negotiations with them." Bhishma said, "You'd kill the Pandavas. Where were you when Arjun killed your brother in the battlefield of Virat? What happened to you when Arjun defeated us all and took off your costume? Why did you flee when the Gandharvas thrashed your friend Duryodhan? And now you thump your chest like a wild ape?" Before Karna could answer, Drona interjected. "O king, listen to what Bhishma says. We all know we cannot beat the Pandavas in a war. Hence, it is better to negotiate a peace deal before it is too late." Dhritarashtra did not pay attention to Bhishma or Drona. He kept probing Sanjay about the Pandavas' strengths and motives as if trying to find a hint of weakness that could be used to break them apart. Sanjay's responses were not encouraging at all. "I fear Bhim the most," said Dhritarashtra. "He is a monster. He never forgives. He never forgets his enemies. He alone can kill my sons." "Yes, I know," Bhishma and Drona are with us and they would serve the throne of Hastinapur to the end. But they have become old. I am not sure how long they could stand up to Arjun's onslaught. Karna is good, but he is forgiving and often careless. I can't rely on him. To tell you the truth, I feel we are no match compared to the might of the Pandavas, and I don't think it is advisable for us to fight a war against them. If you all agree, I am willing to negotiate a truce with the Pandavas. Duryodhan stood up and said, Father, don't be afraid. When we sent out the Pandavas to their exile, I was afraid they would defy our orders, turn back and attack. It was the best time for them. Public opinion was also against us. At that time, Bhishma, Drona and the other Kuru seniors assured me the Pandavas could never beat us. I wonder what has changed between then and now. There is no reason to believe that Bhishma, Drona, Kripa and the others have lost their valor in these 13 years. Rather, the hardship of the forest has weakened the Pandavas. In these 13 years, we have conquered the world and all the powerful kings are on our side. Let me tell you, the Pandavas have asked for 5 villages not because of any generosity. Rather, our military strength has scared them and hence they scaled down their demand. And don't be scared of Bhim. Everybody knows I am the best mace fighter. I can kill Bhim with one blow of my mace. How could Arjun survive against Karna, who has Indra's Ekagni weapon? Besides, we have an army of 11 Akshauhinis, while the Pandavas have only 7. They are no match for our strength. Dhritarashtra was not convinced. My son has gone mad. He can never defeat Yudhishthir. Bhishma is aware of their strength. That's why he is reluctant to fight. Duryodhan, give up your war ambitions. Half the kingdom is enough for your survival. Give the other half to the Pandavas and live in peace. I don't want any war. Duryodhan couldn't take it anymore. I never depended on you or Bhishma or Drona. Karna, Dushasan and I can fight the Pandavas and we don't need your help. I amassed our army on my own and I will fight my own battle. I can never stay together with the Pandavas. Listen to me once and for all. I won't give the Pandavas even the tiny speck of land one can lift on the tip of a needle. Dhritarashtra hid his face in his palms and said, Listen, everybody. From this moment, I disown my son Duryodhan, for he is headed towards a horrible death. I pity all who follow him. The gods will protect their sons, the Pandavas. All who challenge the Pandavas would have to face the wrath of the gods. Duryodhan ran to his father's feet and knelt before him. The gods have denounced earthly love, and that's why they are gods. They don't have the human feelings of love a father has for his son. Father, trust me. The Pandavas can't defeat us. I have all the powers the Pandavas have. I can do whatever they can. Karna said, My Guru Parashuram gave me the fiercest of weapons. The Pandavas don't stand a chance against them. Bhishma said, Don't stop. Tell us about your guru's curse. Or would you not say the truth? I don't lie and I am never ashamed of my guru, said Karna. My guru, the great Parashuram vowed never to teach a Kshatriya. But I was desperate to learn from him. So I introduced myself as a Brahmin and began to take lessons in archery and weaponry. Pleased with my dedication and my performance, Parashuram gave me the most powerful weapons available to humans. After completion of my training, one day my guru felt tired and wanted to take a nap. I sat on the ground and offered my lap as a pillow. He put his head on my lap and went to sleep. Little later, a venomous insect crawled up my thigh. The insect bit my skin and then burrowed into my flesh. The incredible pain caused by the insect and its venom was unbearable. I clenched my jaws and kept still without flinching a single muscle. I was afraid any movement would disturb my guru's nap. When Guru Parashuram woke up and saw my bleeding thigh, he asked, "Who are you? You cannot be a Brahmin. A Brahmin could never tolerate such excruciating pain. You must be a Kshatriya." Enraged, he cursed me. When my final hour arrives, I would forget the weapons he gave me. I fell down on his feet and asked for his forgiveness. Later he calmed down, but he couldn't take back his curse. "But look, I am still alive, and I still remember my weapons. Let the old men, Bhishma, Drona, Kripa, stay with you. With my guru's blessings, I will destroy the Pandavas myself." Bhishma laughed and said, "Keep dreaming, Karna. You have no idea about the strength of your opponent. Your weapons would be shred to smithereens by Krishna's Sudarshan Chakra. Arjun's arrows would shatter your divine weapons in midair. You will die a horrendous death in the hands of Arjun." Karna couldn't take it anymore. He got off his seat and screamed, "Stop! I had enough of Bhishma's caustic remarks. I can't take it anymore. From today, I lay down my weapon. You won't see me fight in the war. Neither would you see me in this court. I will take up weapons only after Bhishma's death. Only then the world would be able to witness my prowess." Saying so, Karna stormed out of the court. Duryodhan was stunned to hear this. He and Dushasan ran after Karna to stop him. Bhishma laughed and said, "Come back! Come back! Karna's promise is nothing but empty words. This evil man lost all his credibility the day he lied to his guru Parashuram. Now his words mean nothing." Bhishma walked away in disgust. A strange silence engulfed the court. The ministers and kings lost their words. Helpless, they looked at each other. The blind king Dhritarashtra stared at the ceiling and waited to hear something from his son Duryodhan, some words of hope and encouragement. But nobody uttered a word. Slowly, they rose from their seats and left the court. The king sat alone on the throne with only his trusted friend Sanjay by his side.
The Stories of Mahabharata is written, directed and told by Sudipta Bhaumik. Audio engineering, original music and sound design by Avi Ziv. Find us online at facebook.com/Mahabharata Podcast. Join the group for updates and news. Subscribe to the podcast using iTunes or any other podcast catcher. On Twitter, we are at Mahabharat Audio. The podcast is distributed under the Creative Commons non-commercial license.